Now, Jo Walker has worked her way up from shop girl to chief operating officer of The Perfume Shop, the specialist perfume retailer. And she's my guest today. Now, Jo, you've got a sales philosophy that's not centred on just selling products, haven't you?
That's right. The way I view sales is that it is not just about doing a one-off deal. It's about something much broader than that. My best deals have always been with people, not products. We sell products, but this company is all about people. We are called The Perfume Shop, but we might just as well be called The People Shop.
Now, I understand that in your group, you've adopted what are called the FISH principles. I understand that these were developed by an entrepreneur from Minnesota after he was much impressed with the enthusiasm of some fishmongers at the Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle in the US.
Yes, they're based on the belief that you do not need to be very serious or make the workplace a very formal place. The Seattle fish sellers had four basic philosophies that lead the way that I sell. These are: always be there for the customer, have fun, choose your attitude, and play. If you follow all these principles, you can sell. It does not matter what the product is.
Tell me about each one of those.
Well, always being there for the customer means listening and empathising with them and giving them personal advice. Having fun involves making selling enjoyable and interacting with customers. Choose your attitude is about being positive at work. And playing once involved the perfume shop staff choosing spontaneously to dance a huge conga at a company event.
Perfume's a really emotional product, isn't it? Presumably you feel that these principles are particularly appropriate for selling such an emotional product.
Yes. Selling is about having a relationship with the customer that's appropriate and relevant to what you're selling. This relationship is very important in my business because a lot of people don't have the self-confidence to go into a department store and ask about perfumes. And sometimes people really associate perfumes with an occasion like their wedding or with a particular person. It's very emotional.
Can you give me any examples of your philosophy in practice?
Sure. I can give you a couple of examples of what I regard as my best deals, even though I don't know if they actually resulted in sales. One was in a shopping centre when I overheard a girl saying to her friend that she had been using a certain perfume because it was her late grandmother's perfume, and she wanted to remind herself of her. But she was worried because her supplies were running out and she did not think it was still available in the shops. I politely intervened and told the girl that the perfume was indeed on sale in the perfume shop store in the town. I just didn't want her to think that she couldn't get it. I've no idea whether she went into the shop and bought it, but it was a really nice moment because she was so pleased that I was able to tell her where to get it.
That's a good story. And the other example?
The other example comes from when I was in one of the perfume shop's stores and a man came in looking for a perfume for his wife that I knew had been discontinued. He could not get it anywhere, so I said that I had a bottle at home and I would send it to him, which I did. It's all about having a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year attitude that you are an ambassador for the company. That gentleman had come into our store. It was just about doing something different. I have not heard if he ever visited that store again. I can only hope that he has shared that experience with lots of people.
I hope so too. Jo, thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.